as sons and daughters of the Most High God, who are we supposed to trust for our provision? The Lord, of course. He is our boss. He is our father and our brother. He is our provider. He is everything to a child of God. When you're a child of God, you're supposed to never be anxious about anything. I mean, you're supposed to recognize that you are a child of God, that He is your Father, and that He has done everything already. He is providing for you. And the way to get everything done as a child of God is through the prayer of faith. But when you sin, like I did one time, I was just learning these principles, and I didn't really know them like I know them today. This happened about 35 years ago. There was a man that literally brought a piece of paper in, and it said that they might have to close the engineering division. Now, I was director of engineering. I had a great job. I traveled all over the country running a big operation. I was responsible for millions of dollars every year in construction and had a whole bunch of men working for me. And I loved what I did. But I am supposed to trust the Lord even in that. But whenever he handed me this and I read that, I said, I wonder what's going to happen to me if they close the engineering division. Romans 14:23. I want you to look at this and see what Romans 14:23 says. And he that doubteth is damned. He's talking about eating there, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, how often do you think we probably sin? Everything that we do that's not of faith is sin. Okay, so I'm supposed to trust my Lord as my provider. I'm trusting my company. And the minute I voice that, what is that? It's sin. That's exactly what that is. It's sin. When we sin as Christians, we open the door to the enemy. Now, the enemy is standing right there. He's wanting to get you or your children, but he cannot until you open the door. When you open the door and sin, he comes rushing in. And when he comes rushing in, he made me sick in one heartbeat. I am sitting here reading this piece of paper. I don't have a pain in my body nowhere. I don't have nothing wrong with me. I'm in perfect health. And all of a sudden, in one heartbeat, I have a splitting migraine headache. And sinus fluid just starts pouring out of my nostrils, right off of my chin, dripping on the floor. It happened that quick. And the guy that brought the piece of paper in, he said, "Good grief, Thurman, what happened to you? Did a river break loose in your head?" I thought, they ain't no use trying to explain spiritual things to a man that's not spiritual. So I just said, no, I'm okay. I handed him his piece of paper and he left. I knew what I had done. I knew I had sinned and had opened the door to an enemy. Now, the weapons that we fight back with are not carnal. In other words, whenever the enemy attacks, I don't whip out my .45 and blow him away. It don't work. I do whip out my sword. Yes. Y'all know what I mean. The sword of the Spirit, right? Amen. That's what we cut the devil asunder with. We cut his head off with a sword, right? We take the Word of God. That is our weapons that we fight back with. When I sin, what's the first thing you need to do after you sin? Repent. Because if you don't repent, you can't kick him out, can you?
No.
That's right. So that's the first thing. I take the sword of the Spirit. It is written in 1 John 1:9. Now, I want you to see what this scripture says in 1 John 1:9. Look at this. 1 John 1:9, what does it say? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Maybe he will do that. Is that what he said?
No.
Oh, that's not what he said?
No.
He said he will, right? If you confess, he will clean you up, right? He will restore you. So when I ask people today, have you confessed your sin? Oh, yes, I confess my sin every day. The same sin? Oh, yeah, I did this 10 years ago. I've confessed that. I hated it, and I've confessed that every day. Well, hey, forget it. You never have believed it yet. If you believe, I don't care what you've done. Let's just say you've just been guilty of murdering somebody. You literally killed somebody. If you repent before God one time in serious, it's done. God forgives you. He tells you don't go out and kill somebody else now. Now, you may still have to pay the consequences. The physical laws of the world, that wherever you live, they may put you to death for what you did. You may go to prison, whatever. But if you ask God to forgive you for what you just done, did he forgive you? Yes, he did. And he's an awesome God. I just stand in awe at his power to forgive sin. And that's what he does. But he tells us to go and sin no more. Well, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, that's one of the most wonderful verses in God's Word. Whenever the headache hit me and the sinus hit me, I knew that when I had trusted my company for my provision instead of my Lord, it wasn't the faith. And so I had sinned. And so I opened the door and the enemy came in. Now, when you get a hold of the Word and you believe it, you get well. But when you sin and you don't realize how simple the sin can be, who would ever dream that just voicing something simple like, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to me? And bam, I open a door. I sin because I'm a son of God and I'm not trusting my king. That's a sin. And so the enemy says, oh, no problem. I can just see the enemy there saying, oh, God, you see what your stupid little son just did? And the Lord says, I saw what he did. And so the devil says, you says I can get him now because he sinned. And he does. And he loves it. The enemy loves it when he gets into one of us. Don't you know he really loves it? And so he came in and made me sick, give me a headache and everything. And of course, the first thing I did was repent of my sins. Now, I only repented one time because how many times do I have to repent? One time. I did it seriously in faith. One time I repented. Now then, I want to show you that whenever we're talking about that scripture that Dave quoted there a while ago, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Let's just read that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now then, you cannot do these things if you don't have the Word of God hidden in your heart. If you're not a student of God's Word and you don't have the Scripture hidden in your heart, then you don't have any weapons. Your weapons are the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And when you take the Word, you can take the Word and you can cut the spiritual beings asunder with a spiritual weapon, which is the Word of God. And we have been given all power and all authority. Now then, when I learned that all I had to do was repent of my sin, and I did, then I want to take you to Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and I want to show you how much power you have over the enemy here. Look at this. Jesus is speaking. He says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He's not just talking about a snake that crawls on the ground, because, you know, I was raised up on a farm. You know, I was raised up in the woods of Texas. I mean, I was a real cowboy when I was 18-year-old. You know, I had a set of nickel-plated pistols. I used to use those a lot. Every time I'd go to the pasture, I'd get the horse, I'd strap those pistols on. Man, I'm riding down there, if a big old rattlesnake jumped out there, they'd whip it out, bam, shoot his head off, no problem. You know, I mean, I was good with those things. I had no fear of a serpent. You know, I mean, I could even hit a scorpion. If I saw a scorpion crawling on the ground, man, I could take a .22 pistol, I could shoot him, I could kill a scorpion, as little as they were. I used to really be good with a gun. I used to go out on Saturday afternoon, and I'd take some of the money I'd made in the week, and I'd buy me four or five boxes of .22 long rifle shells, and you know, I'd go to the movie on Saturday afternoon and watch Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, you know. And so I'm seeing these guys do all this stuff, so I'm trying to be just like them. So when I wasn't in the movie, I'd go out there on the farm. We were out in the middle of the country, miles away from everything. I'd set me up a row of 10 cans down there, you know, and then I'd do like this, you know, bam, 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 you know, knock them cans off. And after I got to where I could knock all them cans off, I started throwing them up in the air like Gene Autry did, throw them up and draw and hit it two or three times before it got to the ground. You know, I used to be a wild kid, you know. I loved guns, and so I wasn't afraid of nothing because I had a gun and I knew how to use it. Well, now, I had no idea that he was talking about serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy being a spiritual being. But as I read this, it finally soaked in. There's no telling how many times I read this before it did soak in. Behold, I, Jesus, given to you power to tread on the devil and his demons. and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Wow, I thought, Lord, this is all about spiritual things. I have been given all power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. And then, of course, that scripture that come back to me that if I obey him, these things have to be subject to me. Now, look what he said there. Verse 20, he says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits, that's Satan and his host of demons, all of the spirits are subject unto you. A demon has to be subject to you and me? So, wow, that's good news, isn't it? So now then, when this beast is troubling me, which I did sin, and he came in, I did repent, but he ain't leaving. He enjoys being inside of my flesh. He's taken up residency inside, and he's going to be very quiet in there now, probably, because he don't want to leave. But this one wasn't very smart. He just kept on giving me a headache and a runny nose. Now, if he'd have just went away and become subdued and had my headache had went away, I might still be carrying him to this day. But he didn't. He continued to give me a terrible splitting migraine headache, and he continued to cause my sinuses to run like crazy. And so I blew my nose. And, of course, after I repented, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent for not claiming you as my provider. Lord, I repent of all that. Now I'm going to walk in perfect alignment with your word. I have all power and all authority over the devil, and I am commanding that devil to leave. So as I've commanded him, Satan, you host of demons, I command every one of you to come out of me. In the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. It is written in Galatians 3, 13 and 14, I am redeemed from the curse. So you guys cannot stay in me any longer. In the name of Jesus, you have to leave in Jesus' name right now. I said, Lord, thank you for your word. It's done. But he didn't go. Now, if he didn't go, what does that mean?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled It is a Spiritual Issue, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.